Welcome to the GCSE Biology Study Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to completely crack one of the most mark-rich topics in your OCR biology exam, planning experiments. This comes under topic 8.1, and it's assessed almost entirely through assessment objective 3, that's AO3, which makes up a whopping 60% of the marks on this topic. So if you nail this, you are picking up serious marks. Let's get into it. First, let me tell you why this topic matters so much. In your OCR GCSE biology exam, you will almost certainly be asked to plan or evaluate an investigation. These questions are often worth 4 to 6 marks, and they're the ones where students lose the most points, not because the science is hard, but because they don't know what the examiner is looking for. By the end of this podcast, you will know exactly what to write, word for word, to earn every single mark. Right, let's start with the absolute foundation, the 3 types of variables. And I want you to remember this because it comes up in almost every planning question. The independent variable, let's call it the IV, is what you deliberately change in your experiment. You are in control of this. For example, if you're investigating how temperature affects enzyme activity, the temperature is your independent variable. You choose the temperatures you're going to test. The dependent variable, the DV, is what you measure. It depends on what you've changed. So in that enzyme experiment, the dependent variable would be the rate of reaction, maybe measured as the volume of gas produced per minute, or the time taken for a color change to occur. And then we have control variables, the CVs. These are everything else that could affect your results, which you must keep the same throughout the experiment. In the enzyme example, you'd control the concentration of the enzyme, the volume of substrate, the pH, and the surface area of any solid reactants. Here's the key examiner tip. When you state a control variable, you must say how you're going to control it. Don't just write temperature. Write temperature will be maintained at 37 degrees Celsius using a water bath. That level of specificity is what earns you the mark. A brilliant memory trick for the 3 variables is IDC. Independent, what I decide to change. Dependent, what I detect or measure. Control, what I keep constant, IDC. Independent, dependent, control. Now let's talk about the structure of a full planning answer. When an exam question says plan an investigation, you should use 5 subheadings to organize your answer. These are variables, apparatus, method, risk assessment, and analysis. You can remember this with the acronym VAMRA, variables, apparatus, method, risk assessment, analysis, VAMRA. Write that down. Let's go through each section. Variables, as we've covered, state your IV, DV, and at least 2 specific CVs with values and methods. Apparatus, list the equipment you need, and crucially, justify your choices. This is where many candidates lose marks. Don't just write measuring cylinder, write a 10 centimeter cubed measuring cylinder rather than a 100 centimeter cubed one because it has a higher resolution and allows more precise measurement of small volumes. Examiners love that kind of justification. Similarly, if you're measuring gas production, say you'd use a gas syringe rather than counting bubbles because a gas syringe gives a quantitative, continuous measurement with higher resolution. Method. Write your steps clearly and in order. But here's the critical bit. You must specify the range and interval of your independent variable. Examiners award a specific mark for this. A good answer would say, I will test 5 concentrations of hydrogen peroxide, 0.2 moles per liter, 0.4, 0.6, 0.8, and 1 mole per liter. 5 data points is the minimum to identify a valid trend and draw a line of best fit. If you only test 2 or 3 values, you cannot reliably identify a pattern. You must also state that you will repeat each condition at least 3 times and calculate a mean. This improves reliability and allows you to identify anomalous results. An anomalous result is one that doesn't fit the pattern, and you should exclude it from your mean calculation. Risk assessment. This is often worth 1 or 2 marks, and many students skip it or write something vague like, be careful. That won't earn you anything. You need to identify a specific hazard, explain the risk it poses, and state a control measure. For example, hydrogen peroxide is a hazard because it is an irritant. The risk is that it could cause skin or eye irritation. The control measure is to wear safety goggles and gloves and to handle it in a well-ventilated area. Hazard, risk, control measure. 3 parts. 1 mark each, or sometimes all 3 together for 1 mark. Check your mark scheme. Analysis. Finally, state how you will process and present your data. Will you draw a line graph or a bar chart? If your independent variable is continuous, like concentration or temperature, you draw a line graph. If it's categoric, like different species or different colors, you draw a bar chart. Also, state what you'll calculate means rates, percentage changes. This shows the examiner you understand the full scientific process. Now let's talk about accuracy and precision, because candidates confuse these constantly and it costs marks. Accuracy refers to how close your measurement is to the true value. If the true temperature is 37 degrees and you measure 36.9 degrees, that's accurate. Precision refers to how close your repeat measurements are to each other. It's about consistency. If you measure 36.9, 36.9, and 37.0 degrees, those are precise readings. You can be precise, but not accurate. Imagine a thermometer that consistently reads 2 degrees too low. All your readings are close together, precise, but all wrong, not accurate. You can also be accurate on average, but not precise. Scattered readings that happen to average out to the true value. The key phrase to remember: accuracy is about the true value. Precision is about repeatability. Now, let me walk you through the most common mistakes that cost candidates marks. Mistake number one, using vague language. Writing, "I will change the amount of enzyme" is not good enough. You must say, "I will change the concentration of enzyme from 1% to 5% in 1% intervals." Volume, mass, concentration, be specific. Mistake number two, forgetting the control experiment. A control experiment is a version of your investigation where you remove the factor you're testing to prove it's that factor causing the change. For example, if you're testing enzyme activity, your control would use boiled enzyme because boiling denatures the enzyme, so if no reaction occurs, you've proven the enzyme is responsible for the reaction. Without a control, you can't prove causation. Mistake number three, not planning your data analysis. Many candidates describe a great method, but then stop. You must say what graph you'll draw, what goes on each axis, and how you'll process the data. Examiners specifically look for this in six mark questions. Mistake number four, confusing accuracy and precision, which we've just covered. Mistake number five, not specifying enough control variables. You need at least two with specific values and methods. Keep temperature the same is not enough. Maintain temperature at 25 degrees Celsius using a water bath is what earns the mark. Now, quick fire recall time. I'm going to ask you five questions. Pause the podcast after each one and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question one, what is the independent variable? The independent variable is what you deliberately change in an experiment. Question two, what does VAMRA stand for? Variables, apparatus, method, risk assessment, analysis. Question three, what is the difference between accuracy and precision? Accuracy is closeness to the true value. Precision is closeness of repeat readings to each other. Question four, how many values should you test for your independent variable and why? At least five values so you can identify a valid trend and draw a reliable line of best fit. Question five, what three things must a risk assessment include? A specific hazard, the risk it poses, and a control measure to minimize it. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and re-listen to that section. Let's wrap up with the five most important things to remember for your exam. Number one, always state your IV, DV, and at least two CVs with specific values and methods. Use VAMRA to structure your answer. Number two, specify a range of at least five values for your independent variable with clear intervals. Number three, always state you'll repeat at least three times and calculate a mean to improve reliability. Number four, justify your apparatus choices based on resolution or precision. Don't just list equipment. Number five, include a control experiment and plan your data analysis, graph type, axes, and calculations. Planning experiments is one of those topics where the marks are genuinely there for the taking if you know the formula. And now you do. Use VAMRA, be specific, justify everything, and always think about what the examiner is looking for. Good luck in your exams. You've got this. See you in the next episode.